Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tesvav. Mekabelas Isha, a woman, is permitted to receive a lulav, miyad bina, from her son, umiyad baila, or from her husband, umafziraso lamayim b'Shabbos, and place it in water on Shabbos. So, what does this mean? So, it means like this. If you have a lulav, which is sitting in water, before Shabbos, and sitting in water, keeping it fresh, and then you take it to shake on Shabbos, so not only could the husband or the son, but even the wife could take this lulav and put it back in the water so it shouldn't wither. And what the commentators explain what's going on over here is that we're talking about a case during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when the first day of Yom Tov, if it fell out on Shabbos, then it pushes off a Shabbos, and you could take the lulav even though it's Shabbos, like we had learned in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Gimel. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us two things. Number one, that at the time when they take the lulav on Shabbos, it's permitted to return it to the water on Shabbos. We don't consider it as if you're doing zareya, like you're planting, like you're giving water to this plant to grow. We don't consider that. Afal pishanim zalulav, even though the lulav is, staying fresh because of that water. We don't consider it as if you're being zareya, as if you're planting on Shabbos. That's the first chiddush, the first new point the Mishnah is coming to teach us. And second of all, that even a woman who is not chayav, a woman's not obligated in the mitzvah of lulav. Maybe I think, only the husband and the son, a man, could put the lulav back in the water, but not a woman, because she has no mitzvah for it. It's only optional, it's not an obligation. So no, even a woman who's not obligated in the mitzvah of lulav is permitted to move it, it's not muktzah, and she could put it back into the water on Shabbos, because anything that's befitting for the man to use, the woman could use as well, and therefore it's not considered muktzah for the woman. And furthermore, even a woman is able to take lulav and make a bracha on Shabbos, even though you may think that we only pushed off Shabbos because the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos for the men, maybe not for the women, because the men have an obligation, the woman's only optional. So we say, no, even the woman could take the lulav and make a bracha and put it back in the water, that's not a problem. And that's all during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, right? But nowadays, the taking of the lulav does not push off Shabbos, even if the first day, which is on a Torah level, right? We said that the rest of Yom Tov is rabbinic. The first day is on a Torah level. Even if the first day fell out on Shabbos, it doesn't push off Shabbos nowadays. So it's prohibited to take the lulav at all on Shabbos. It's muktzah. And if a person did take it out of water that was sitting before Shabbos, you can't put it back on Shabbos. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Shabbos machzirin. On Shabbos, you're ein risham el lahachz lulav l'mayim, shamar b'hamot b'antila. So what Rabbi Yehuda is coming to add is that on Shabbos, you're only permitted to put the lulav back into the water that you took it out from, of course, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, since you took it from it. But you cannot, asal hosif, you cannot add new waters to that water to make it fresher. B'Yom Tov, now that's all on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, says Rabbi Yehuda, mosifin. On Yom Tov, it is permitted to add water, new water, to the water that the lulav is sitting in already. There it would be permitted, because Yom Tov could be a lesser degree. It's not as stringent as Shabbos. Aval, but it's prohibited to change the water entirely. That would be prohibited to swap the water out. Sheish b'zeh b'shem tircha l'tikun, because there's a tircha, there's extra work to do this, and it's like you're metaken kli, it's as if you're fixing a utensil. We don't let that on Yom Tov. But ube moed and chala moed, ma'achlif, and not only can you switch the water, it's a mitzvah to switch the water in order to keep your lulav, in order to keep your lulav fresh. And then finally, the Mishnah concludes, katan, a minor, hayodel and anea, a minor who knows how to shake a lulav, right? He's at the age of chinuch where he could understand how to shake a lulav, chayev lulav, his father is obligated on a rabbinic level to teach him the mitzvah, a lulav on a derech of chinuch to educate him, to teach him how to shake a lulav, of course, with the rest of the four, the rest of the three species, the dasim, arabos, and the esrog. And that concludes Perek Gimel. Moving right along to Perek Dalet. Lulav, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Lulav, the mitzvah of taking the lulav with the all four species together, lulav, hadasim, arabos, and the esrog. So the mitzvah, hainim mitzvah sarbah haminim, so this mitzvah of taking the lulav bundle, the arava and the arava shehayu mavim also b'chag ha-sukkos. This is not referring to the arava in the lulav bundle. This is a different arava that they would bring on sukkos, and they would stand it up in the base of mikdash near the mizbeach. It was a gigantic arava. We'll learn about it later on in this perek. So these two mitzvos, shisha v'shiva, they are performed either six times on Yom Tov or seven times on Yantif. We'll explain later on how this comes out. Ha-halel, the mitzvah of reading halel, of singing halel. V'ha-simcha, the mitzvah to be happy. The pasuk says, v'samachta b'chagecha, you shall rejoice with your holiday. And we learn out from there, and during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the simcha was by eating the meat of the carbon shlamim. Okay, nowadays it'll be eating meat and wine. So the halal and the simcha, the singing of the halal and the mitzvah just to be happy and rejoice, is shmona, that mitzvah takes place for 8 days, because it even takes place on Shmini Atzeres, which falls out after Sukkot. And we'll learn more about this later on in the parak. Sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, of sitting in the sukkah, v'nisach hamayim, and the libations of water, the nisach hamayim that they would do on the Mizbeach during the time of the sacrifice of the Karban Tamid in the morning, Shiva, that mitzvah was for 7 days. Again, I'll explain later on how we get to these numbers. V'hachalil, the flute that they used to play during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the parties that they would have, and they would dance Sukkot, during Chol HaMoed, they would dance in the Beis HaMikdash, right, and other clay zemer, other musical utensils, instruments. Chamisha v'shiva, it was performed for either 5 days or 6 days, depending on a number of factors that we'll learn later on in the parak. So this first Mishnah is like an introduction to tell us what we're going to be learning now in Parak Dalet, and that wraps up the Mishnah for today.